Hi, this is Education for Patient Johnny Toppin, J-O-H-N-N-Y, T like Tom, O-P-P-I-N. Johnny Toppin, date of birth is 4-1-1960, date of accident 12-29-2020, and date of service will be 5-15-2023. The patient reports the following issues. He is here for a follow-up visit. He was initially involved in an automobile accident on 12-29-2020. In this accident, he was traveling as a restaurant driver while he was T-boned on the driver's side in Detroit area on Finkel and Livernoy, and the other car had run a red light. This led to him having severe headaches, which are occupying the entire head and associated with nausea, sensitivity to light, dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, disorientation, being in the bed, erectile dysfunction, and occasional loss of memory, along with pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, left shoulder, and in the left knee, left hip, and left ankle, to the tune of 8 to 9, with radiculopathy and radiation to the left arm, involving all the five fingers, as well as left leg anteriorly all the way to the ankle, as radiation of the pain from lower back. These symptoms had overall continued as such, with the patient having intermittent history of therapy. He has had IME exam, and he has had a EMG that was done, was found to be positive for C7 right radiculopathy. And there was issue with the sprain of the left knee in MRI that was done on 5th March 2021, mild joint effusion and degenerative changes of the knee with the element of chondromalacia. In the lumbar spine MRI, there was a finding of herniated disc at L4-5, L5-S1. And L3-L4, spinal canal stenosis at L4-L5, multi-level lumbar disc disease, facet degenerative changes were all found. Sacroiliac joint degenerative changes were noticed. The patient was initially seen at advanced pain care on 5-19-2022. The patient has been seen after that on 7-19, and then 3-14-2023. The patient did not come in between, and he was reporting that he already had 1 year of physical therapy. He was not interested in any injection treatments, and he was being seen at VA hospital in between for all of these related issues. The records have not been available. Then now he came back again on 5-15-2023, and it appeared that his treatment is one issue and case is another issue. He has had an IME exam, and somehow the IME exam did not report major issues, except that the patient is able to go back to work. And it appears that in the past history, patient had a right stroke and he was dragging the right leg. He was initially found to have some spasm in the paraspinal muscles, as well as weakness of the left arm. And his sacroiliac joints were initially found tender. So on the last visit, which was on 3-14-2023, it was decided to have a repeat MRI of lumbar spine and his left shoulder due to the positive finding and ongoing complaints of pain. He does have a MRI of the left knee, which has not been repeated, is not needed. But the MRI, when it was repeated for the lumbar spine, shows the following. It shows disc herniation of the left paracentral L2-3, L4-5, with the central canal narrowing ligament of flavum hypertrophy at L4-5, which are definitely related to an automobile accident. There are facet irregularities also leading to bilateral high grade foramina narrowing at L4, L5, L5S1. And patient has been informed that possibly he will benefit from lumbar epidural steroid injections. And an MRI of the left shoulder was done, which shows 50% tendon tear, complex partial thickness tear of the distal supraspinatus tendon. And there is a diffuse glenoid labrum with complex tears, subchondral bone marrow cystic changes in the posterior glenoid process, small joint effusion including fluid in the subdeltoid bursa, AC joint degenerative changes. The patient was informed in fair detail about these findings, and he has been informed that he may benefit from a serial injections to the lumbar epidural as well as to the shoulder joint, to the supraspinatus tendon, infraspinatus tendon, and to the bursa as well as to the intra-articular injection of the shoulder. The patient understands those information. He's a lawyer, has been informed about him. He has been informed in great detail. The patient has not been forthcoming for any injection treatment, but he's trying to make up his mind. He's been told that his time for treatment is almost getting over, as the case is almost towards the end. So it is up to him. So if he provides consent, he'll be provided with the injections. So today he is reporting the following in his presenting complaint: ongoing pain in the left shoulder, which is 110 degrees of abduction maximum possible. Pain is 7 to 8. Lower back pain is 7 to 8. He has some pain in the neck, but it's not significant, like 4 to 5. He does have a pain in the left hip and left knee to the tune of 7 to 8. He's able to walk without a cane up to several blocks. An MRI has already been discussed upstairs in the beginning. So the pain level is between 6 to 8, and ADLs are affected to the tune of 6 and 7. Mostly the general activity is affected 7. The patient does report 70% relief in the pains, and he has some headaches, memory loss, and the system review, dizziness, difficulty sleeping, anxiety, and lack of focus, and vision disturbances. And regarding the pain, patient has a stiffness of the lower back, pain in the lower back, mid back, and the left shoulder. Pain in the left knee and left hip is also reported. Difficulty in walking. Occasional nausea is reported. In the last 30 days, patient does not report any major changes in his history, as he's also being seen by a primary care physician, for which I don't have the records. Current pain medication, no narcotics are being provided to the gentleman due to a issue with the urotoxicoid substance abuse. Patient is utilizing cocaine, and hence no medications are provided. Compliance history, patient is not compliant to the treatment regimen right now, even to the therapy. He has not been doing physical therapy. We requested him that he should do his neuropsych evaluation, which has been reordered. It was initially ordered on July 19, 2022. By the way, the physical examination is as follows: the blood pressure is 121/80, pulse is 52, pulse ox is 100, and rest of the exams will come from previous visit, which is 03/14/2023, dictation number 0316-071. Kindly copy and paste the visit. Thank you. The patient will continue on Mobic, Prilosec, Wellbutrin, Lidocpro ointment. There was a refill. Pain-wise, patient is provided some medication like Tramadol, 100 milligram at night, and Flexeril also has been provided for muscle relaxation, and he's provided in addition Elavil, 50 milligram at night. The patient will continue physical therapy 2 times along with chiropractic care, He remains off work. Hospital replacement and transportation has been checked. He'll be seen in 30 days' time for a follow-up visit, and he will be seen for a procedure if he changes his mind and provides a consent. Writing the number of epidurals fluid injection and injection to his shoulder. Thank you.